Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
Yes, Dog Chocolate and the very beautiful
Fun Charlie.
And we are live from
Las Vegas.
In the studio.
Yes.
Yes. She just nodded her head in agreement. Yes. She said, ooh, you're right, Chocolate Daddy.
Ooh, yeah, Chocolate Daddy. Ooh. I like that.
And Miss Charlie, for those of you guys who don't know, she is actually an ASMR expert. What does that mean?
Expert.
Yeah, she's an ASMR pro. ASMR. Did you just snort?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
ASMR. I don't know what it stands for. You're putting me on the spot.
Okay. I like being on your spot.
Yeah, it's the soft sounds that people make with their voices and different things in it. Gives you little tingles and does something with your nerves.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
That's like foreplay, yeah, right now.
Right?
Like
in your ear?
Yes.
Pretty sexy.
I have like 70% blood flow to my penis right now.
Yes.
Yes. So, for those of you guys who are following, make sure you go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and get your free ebook. And also check out my OnlyFans. It's at bullsandqueens.com. Click the link that says OnlyFans and make sure you check out Fun Charlie, because she is very, very fun. And I say this because I have experienced Fun Charlie from head to toe, inside and out. And I really, really, really like her inside.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
Was that ASMR?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what are they going to find at funcharlie.com?
Ooh, a little bit of everything, like swinger videos, some solo videos, and OnlyFans, of course. Good stuff.
What are you doing on OnlyFans?
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff?
Fun, naughty stuff.
Naughty?
Naughty.
How naughty?
Very naughty.
Wow. That's crazy. Like, you see how she's teasing you guys right now? She's like, sign up for my OnlyFans right now, goddammit, because she's insinuating that she's doing some naughty things, and you all know what she's doing, but she's like, no, go to my OnlyFans now, goddammit, and subscribe and see. Yeah. I think you got a first month discount, don't you?
Yes, you do. You get a first month discount of like 80%.
Goddamn.
Right?
Damn.
It'd be silly not to.
Yeah. You would be a fool not to have fun with Fun Charlie.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. I have fun with Fun Charlie for free, but y'all got to pay. But
you think it's free, but it's not free.
Damn it. She's right. She's right. We do sushi, all you could eat sushi buffets, like at least once or twice a week. Yeah. So like
the fun's all for the sushi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I always pay for it. So like, yeah, it's not for free. Trust me, it's not for free.
That's so
funny.
So.
Oh
my God. I slept for sushi.
Oh, shit.
That's a t-shirt, right?
That's
a trademarked.
Yeah, trademarked. Yeah. SleptForSushi.com. I reserved it. All right. So what's been going on in your week, Miss Fun Charlie? Oh, and real quick, before we talk about our week that has happened and transpired, we are actually going to have a discussion later on that I did on Instagram Live about how big is big for a penis owner, right? And how big would you say, Fun Charlie?
My brain goes to, okay, so how are you defining big?
Okay, great question.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, okay. So, like, how many inches long?
Okay, but big, like, too big?
Well, like just big, right? So, like, if you say, like, how tall... Like, how tall is tall, okay, you know, for a guy, right? Okay. You know, some people may say, oh, well, 6 foot or 6'2 or 6'3. And that's like the beginning of, hey, that's tall.
Okay, so bigger than average, what do I consider that?
Correct,
okay.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I would say anywhere above 6 inches is big, right?
Okay. It possibly might be.
Okay.
Like, I am not going to give the answer, but when the people listen to the rest of the podcast,
there you go,
they are going to learn whether Fun Charlie was right or whether she's just fun but wrong.
Oh, I think I'm pretty good. I feel pretty good about that answer.
I feel that you feel pretty good when I touch you.
Oh, yes, I do.
So, tell us about the past week or so in our play sessions and our collabs and all that good stuff. Like, what have you been up to, girl? The people want to know.
Fucking, and more fucking. We did a test, which means 2 weeks of collabing as much as possible.
Okay. A test. Like, what type of test?
Full panel STD testing for collabing, plus swabs and MGen. It is not cheap, so you want to get the most out of your money.
Correct.
So we are collabing for 2 weeks as much as we possibly can fit in. No pun intended.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's what she said.
And we're exhausted. So we're now on the past, I think the 2 weeks ended on Monday. So since then, we've been just relaxing. And not this last Monday, but the Monday before. Yeah, we've been relaxing and doing computer work and fucking each other, just not fucking on camera.
Correct. Yeah. We just were practicing.
Yeah.
Because practice, like, exactly. Yeah. We're like sex athletes, yes, or sex elites. Like, yeah. So this is just like practice. Like, yeah, we're just practicing it and like watching game film. And yeah. our game film is like the videos that we're editing and shit.
Yes.
But like, and those tests are not cheap. As Charlie said, they are $230 a piece. We take them at talent testing, and they include tests, blood and urine tests for gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, HIV, hepatitis C, trichomoniasis, I think I'm saying that right, and there are also swabs, oral and anal, for gonorrhea and chlamydia, and then it's an Amgen test. And between the two of us, that's $460, y'all.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And it's over $400 like in Texas and some other states.
Well, yeah. So if you're not living in a headquarter state for TTS, which is talent testing, or CLEAR, which is Las Vegas, LA, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, then there's extra costs associated with that. And the reason why our tests are so expensive is just because it's what the porn and adult industry uses. So all the times that you see us out there barebacking, we're not just barebacking like some random Joe or random Jane off the streets. You know, hell no, that's how you die. You're going to fucking die if you just start, you know, having bareback sex with everybody, right? No. You know, you're going to catch HIV, AIDS, and like fucking die. So don't do that. Safe sex.
Yes.
Unless you're tested. But
know who you're fucking.
Yes. Yeah. Know who you're fucking. And if you don't know who you're fucking, they're probably going to fuck you, and not in a very good way. Right.
Yeah.
So anyways, I feel like that disclaimer has been said. Safe sex is great sex.
Oh my God.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
So you collabed with Justice XXX.
Yes.
And I'm trying to remember who you collabed with. And Mandy Ray.
Yes.
And The Lion.
The Lion and Samaj.
And King Cobra.
And King Cobra. And Carissa Cox.
Yes, Carissa Cox.
And I feel like there's somebody. I don't really. Oh, and Jay Black.
Jay Black.
Is there somebody else? Ugh. I filmed some. But and you did.
Yeah.
You also.
I was a total slut. So like I did. Look, I'm going to go in chronological order.
Okay.
See, I'm doing it in chronological order. So
help me remember if I'm missing somebody.
Yes. Okay. So chronological order, because I have great memory.
Okay.
So Brenna from Front Porch Swingers.
Yes.
And I did a threesome with her and the Lion. And then I did, God damn it, I forgot, I'm so fucking old. Chris, I did a threesome with you,
yes,
Charlie, yes, and Carissa Cox.
Yes.
And fun. Yeah, oh, very fun. Very dope. And then I did a fun scene with Sweet Vicky.
Yes.
And then the next
King
day.
Cobra.
I did not do.
No, I did.
Yeah, but
did I say King Cobra?
Yeah, but we're on me though.
Sorry,
you're confusing the people.
Yes, sorry. That same night, I did. Yeah,
we yes,
did.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I apologize.
So forget what she just said.
Yes.
So look, you're trying to throw me off, girl.
I'm so sorry.
And after that, I did a threesome with Sweet Vicky and Alicia Vera, and I was me and. You, Charlie, we were looking on her site and you were like, oh, wow, she's a Playboy centerfold model. And I was like, yes, I have arrived at life. I've arrived at the apex of life. Whenever somebody says something bad about me, I can say, fuck you, bitch. I fucked a Playboy centerfold model. Biatch. That's so cocky. But no, that was quite fun. And then we did the Mandy Raya thing. So it was you and me with Mandy. So we did a threesome there.
Yes.
And then you and Mandy had a little sexy girl on girl scene. And then I had a solo scene with Miss Mandy.
Yes.
And yeah. And it was very. Oh, and then also I Love Shauna.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, and also Ahanu Reed.
Yes. Way ahead.
I am such a freaking male whore.
Yeah.
And so now we're chilling for the next couple weeks and we're going to be more lifestyle and not film.
Uh-huh.
And and I also met up with a couple from India.
Ooh.
Who I may talk about in the future episode. I got to ask their permission, though. But yeah, that was quite fun. So how are you feeling after all this, like, couple weeks of debauchery.
I am.
Is it debauchery or debauchery?
I think it's debauchery.
Debauchery. Okay.
I'm spent. I'm You're like, spent? Yeah, I'm just like, it's a lot. It's a lot of energy, to get ready over and over and over, and like over. That fully ready. But it's fun. It's just a lot of work. So now it's downtime and fun time for a while. And then we'll be back at it, like the professionals that we are.
Yes.
yeah. It's going to be fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you have been giving me blowjobs every day this week.
Yes. Finally.
Yes. Finally. Oh, yeah. Tell them about finally. What does that mean?
Ooh. It means that you were worried a little bit that I was not going to be letting you come in my mouth and, you know, spilling your seed.
Damn, no. She just got biblical. She's like, and thou shalt not spill thy seed on thy ground.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy is wasting my talent for decent blowjobs, and why won't you let me suck your dick, man? So
okay, interruption. Then I do let Charlie suck my dick.
You do, but not to completion. So I was like, talked him into it, and come to find out, he just didn't want to not come at least in a pussy or at least in a mouth. And I was like, yeah, you can come in here. It's very hospitable. I don't necessarily always swallow, but it's very hospitable. And I'll suck your soul out when you're done.
You're not really a swallower, though.
I don't swallow, like, the first, like, push.
Okay.
Or squirt or whatever, usually, unless you're all the way back on my throat. But because I push you all the way back in my throat so, like, often, it's like I don't have a gag reflex until something bitter, and then it's like, oh yeah, there's the gag reflex. So yeah, so I'm careful about when I do it, but the rest, like, is after when it's just like gushing out. That's when I get it.
Okay, I got you. And what's funny is too, like, sometimes I've done like cum shots, right? And like, okay, so like if I'm like fucking like regular, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to come deep down inside of you,
yeah,
right?
You
know, like, I want to, like, come deep down inside of your, like, liver and your kidneys.
Yeah, I want it coming out my nose.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That was a very, very good visual. But, like, just nut coming down your nose. Like, ka-choo! Right? And you got to, like, take a Kleenex and wipe up that cum snot.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. But, like, you know, if you're doing it, like, if we're collabing or doing a scene, you know, like, we typically, as a male, we don't want to come deep down inside of a woman because you can't see a cream pie if you come deep down, right?
Yeah, no.
So, like, it kind of
hold on to it.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we come near the base of the pussy. And,
oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I thought I told you about that.
I think you did, but it's like actually, you know, sinking in properly this time. I'm getting it now. So yeah, it doesn't give you the same pleasure as when you're like deep in the pussy. And if you're not going to be deep in the pussy or if you're not going to be in the mouth, you want to be in the pussy. So.
Correct.
Makes sense. It totally makes sense.
Yes. And I brought that up for a reason and I forgot about it because I'm old as fuck. So.
Oh my God. Just to brag that you've been getting blowjobs all week.
No. Like I brought up the, no, you're distracting me because you keep on hitting your head on the middle railing on the sofa. Yeah. So anyways, you're a great blowjobber.
Thank you.
Yes. Very welcome.
Thank you.
And actually I should be thanking you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're awesome. And make sure y'all follow her at funcharlie.com. And she is on X as @funcharlie420. And make sure you follow me on X at Bulls and Queens. And guess what, Miss Charlie?
What, Doc Chocolate?
I am a I like the way you say my name.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Doc Chocolate.
Just came on myself. I am officially an ASN two-time award winner.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Nice.
So the ASN Awards were down in Maryland this past weekend, and I was actually nominated a few months ago for the Best Creator and the Best Creator website. So I won the award for Best Creator, Doc Chocolate, and then Best Creator website. I'm sorry, not Best Creator, Best Educator. So Best Educator went to me, and then Educator website went to Bulls and Queens. So I won that. Yay!
Yay!
Woo! And yeah, so the Best Creator, that actually went to our friend, Sexy Soccer Mom, who, that girl better find herself a freaking porn name. So she gave an acceptance speech, actually through Chris and Angel Meeks, where she said, "I want to thank everybody for just recognizing the fact that I can take all this dick."
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes. So congratulations to you, Sexy Soccer Mom. And thank you, Chris Meeks, Angel Meeks, for accepting the awards on my behalf.
Yes,
you guys are awesome.
Nice.
So without further ado, here goes the episode for today. Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode. What's up, everybody? It is Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. And I am recording this live on Instagram. And I'm going to use this as a podcast episode because we're going to talk about some good stuff. We are going to talk about what would you consider to be big for an erect penis owner in your opinion. All right. What do you consider to be big for an erect penis owner in your opinion? And I am going to take a moment and just say hi to everybody. What's up, Sam 1808? What is up, Omaruliatha and Don GAFL? Rockstar 1919 has joined. Kevin Hunk has joined. And if you're listening to this on Instagram, make sure you go to bullsandqueens.com and you can check out the actual podcast. And if you're listening to this on the podcast and you want to see my Instagram, then make sure you go to @DocChocolateBBC. All right. So Rockstar 1919 asked, who is with you right now? Ooh, don't you wish you knew who was with me? What's up, Miss J Lee 455? I'm not even gonna call you J Lee 455. What's up, Miss Sexy J Lee? How you doing, girl? SNL underscore living life, healthy savings, all that has joined. All right. So, anyways, last week, you guys, ladies, I actually did a poll on my Twitter. And basically, the question I asked again was, what would you consider big for an erect penis owner in your opinion? And there's a lot of varied answers that people will give you. And before I read you guys the results of what my people had
stated, I want y'all to go ahead and chime in. Like, what do you consider big? Is it 5 inches, 6 inches, 10 inches, 12 inches, 24 inches? It's not 24 inches. 24 inches will kill you. That's like an elephant dick, right? What's up, baby boss and Queen's Paige? And hell, I'll ask Jade. Jade, what do you consider big? All right. And so let me read to you the answers. So the answers that I put on there were 6 inches or 7 to 9 inches or 10 to 12 inches, or it has to be over a foot. Those were the options that I gave for my people to answer that. And Jade Lee said 10 to 12 inches is big for an erect penis owner. All right. So most people said that 7 to 9 inches was big for a penis owner. And I'm talking about erect penis. I'm not talking about flaccid or all that, right? So 57.2% of the people that took part in the poll said 7 to 9 inches is big. Yay, I fit in that category. And then the next most popular answer was 10 to 12 inches. So that was what you stated, Jade. And that was 28.9% of the pollsters. And then the third was 6 inches, 11.1% of people said that that was considered big. And then 2.8% of the people that took part in the poll said that it has to be over a foot to be considered big, which, come on, y'all, over a foot to be considered big, that's like the upper 5th percentile, I would say. So what's up, G911 and whatever, and Anarchy Pretty Swag has joined my IG. What's up, MPK? All right, all right, all right. So Jade Lee said, now ask me 5 years ago, my answer might be different. What would your answer have been 5 years ago, Jade? I am interested to hear you on that. And Anarchy said, Doc, I have been following you for a minute. I am into, and he did not complete a sentence. And PK says, hello, my friend. Hey, you know what? I recognize your picture. What's up? Shout out Asia 420. I assume you're into that 420. So Jade said that back 5 years ago, she would have considered 6 to 9 inches big, but then she's seen some Subway footlongs out there. Wow. She's been getting stretched out the past couple years or more that she's been in the lifestyle. Anarchy says, sorry, bro. All right. So let me go ahead and get some data. Let's go to the science behind it. And actually, before we go to the science behind it or the data behind it, I want y'all to see a little poll. And it's not actually a poll. It's something that I saw on Venus Kakodris's Twitter page. She posted a pictogram, which basically was the biggest penises from across the world. And it basically had the biggest erect penis sizes of male penis owners from different countries across the world. And as you can see, Ecuador had the biggest. So that was 6.93 inches erect. Cameroon, 6.56. Bolivia, 6.5. Sudan, 6.48. Haiti, 6.3. Senegal, 6.26. Gambia, 6.25. Cuba, 6.25. Netherlands, and then Zambia. All right. So basically, they continue to say that Ecuador topped the list of countries with the biggest average penis sizes. And they stated that African countries represent the majority of the bigger penis sizes, which I'm probably pretty sure that none of y'all are surprised at. Go Africa. What's up? What's up? All right. G said, do you know Gregory from L.A.? True BBC 10. I do not. What's up, Rodrigo? Anarchy says she is amazing as well. Hopefully I will get on your podcast sometime. Maybe you will. Go ahead and DM me on Instagram. Johnson Duan joined and Jade said, oh, wow. What are you oh-wowing about, baby girl? All right. So I looked at penis sizes a long time ago just because I am curious and I am like a Google master. Like I Google everything. I promise you. And Jade said just those numbers. So were the numbers bigger or smaller than you thought that they would be? Or what were you thinking? So I believe that it's almost like titties. Okay. So I would be amiss to talk about dicks if I didn't talk about titties. Right. So like, if you ask the average guy, you know, maybe you ask the average guy, what's considered to be big titties or big boobs or whatever, right? You know, some guys may say, what, double D, triple Ds, you know, whatever, right? But I'm pretty sure that it's a lot smaller than we think, just because the average woman is probably not walking around with triple Ds or double Ds or whatnots, right? And so what happens is our... what we think is true or what we think is, let's say, on the normal range, if I can even say normal range, is kind of skewed by what we are fed by the media. So basically, if we're in the lifestyle, if we're in the porn world, we're seeing the best of the best or the biggest of the biggest or whatever, right? And let me not even say the best of the best, all right? So that would be me saying that if you got a big ass dick, that you're better than somebody with a medium ass dick or a tiny ass dick, which, you know, hey, you know, that's probably not the truth. You know, like, hey, I heard it said that it's not about the size, that size doesn't matter, but it's the motion in the ocean. But every woman that I talked to before in the past, they all tell me that I'm full of shit when I say that. It is not the motion in the ocean, right? So I get it. Look, there's probably a certain size dick that a person needs to have in order to satisfy most women, right? But all in all, if we Google this, let me, matter of fact, I'm going to switch the camera around so that y'all can see me do this in real time. Okay. Average erect penile length in the U.S. So, according to a 2023 study, the average erect penile length is 13.93, not inches, centimeters. So, what is that in inches? 5.5 inches. So, the average erect dick is 5.5 inches with a 95% confidence interval of blah, 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 blah. All right. So, and if you look at other numbers, they said that the average size for a flaccid or a limp penis is 3.5 inches. And this study on Medical News Today said that the average size of an erect penis is 5.1 inches. So basically, guys, I know you guys go ahead and cheer me on. If you're rocking a 5-inch dick, you got an average size dick. Hooray. So don't let anybody ever tell you you got a tiny dick because you don't. You're average. All right. Let me read these comments on here. Let's see. So what's up, Bo Samara? How you doing, girl? So Jade said definitely smaller. So she was surprised because she thought that the numbers would be smaller. And G's 911 agreed. And Jade also said, I guess I'm too used to getting those big sizes. Jade, hey, y'all, Jade be taking 12 inches like it ain't nothing. She don't need any lube. She don't need any foreplay. She just goes in at it. Like, she's like, she has like a mutant vagina. What's up, Mustafa Memo? How you doing? And Anarchy said, oh my gosh, I listened to you guys with Amy from CA. I live in Idaho as well. Yes, Amy, CA Unicorn Girl. She is a darling. She is awesome. And we're actually going to see her in about a week, or not even a week, this weekend. Jade Lee said, it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion in the ocean. Did I say that wrong? Oh, Jade, you were typing that as I said it. Ah, knock on wood. All right, cool. Jet said, Doc, I want to see you with my wife. Winky face. Haha. If your wife is sexy, let me know. Send me a picture. And I just might. What's up, Samaj? How you doing, my man? All right. Cool. All right. So I say this to say this, you guys, and I'll end this, but don't be ashamed by the dick that you have. So whatever dick you have been blessed by God, the universe, aliens, witches, whatever the hell you believe in, to have that dick. So go ahead and rock it. Be proud of it. Even if you only have a 2-inch, 3-inch dick, go ahead and rock your lady's world with it. And, you know, make sure you're rocking the oral game too. You know, hell, even if you have a big ass dick, make sure you rock your oral game as well, because some of the complaints that I've heard from ladies is like with guys that have big old huge dicks, talking about, you know, 9, 10, 11 inches, they're like, they don't know how to use what they got, which I've heard that before from many ladies. So if you have a 5-inch dick, thumbs up to you, buddy. You got this. So anyways, Jade said, remember all your tools. Yes. Remember all your tools. If you don't know how to use your tool, you are a damn fool. That rhymed kind of. What's up, Kel Hellfinger and JoJo 8113. All right. So Doc Chocolate is out. Make sure that if you are listening to this on the podcast, or hell, even on Instagram, you go to bullsandqueens.com and get my free ebook, which is my gift to you, which is the Bulls, the Queens, and the Cucks Survival Guide to the Lifestyle Fun. And make sure you follow my spicy adventures, which is also at bullsandqueens.com. Or you can go straight to docchocolatebbc.com. So until next time, y'all be blessed and stay happy. And Bo Samira said, it's all about the energy of the room. Kev said, what's up, brother? And who said amen? Somebody said amen. You know, if you say amen to me, that was G's 9-11. You better pass some tithes. I'm going to pass the offering. I'm going to pass the offering basket around the table. You know, send a brother some money. Bye.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.